thing. Why does the psalmist all bang on about singing a new song to the Lord and praising him and saying hallelujah? I've really been thinking about this and wondering and sort of trying to figure it out from my own life. Why? What is worship? What does it mean to me? Why do I worship personally? And this might be different for you, but I've got three things that I found helpful when I worship. And sometimes I have to be intentional about these things, and sometimes it just happens freely. Sometimes there are really easy places where we can just worship. Other times I really have to make an effort and really turn my attention to God and who He is. And the first thing that I realized was that worship and singing worship songs helps me recognize who God is. It helps me recognize who God is. I'm going to read bits from Psalm 77. Psalm 77, verse 13 to 15 says this: Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And so what I like about this is that when I worship God, it helps me recognize who God is. And when I recognize who God is, it changes the way I look at life. It changes the way I look at myself. It changes the way that I look at any specific situation. It helps me recognize who God is. And of course, as you know, we can carry on. If I ask you right now to just share the names of God or the characteristics of God, as I've done before, we can carry on all night, it's not an exhaustive list of names or characteristics of who God is, and we can carry on. And every time we sing a worship song, something else might appear. Something might help me think of who God really is. So, firstly, it helps me recognize who God is. Secondly, it helps me remember what He has done. Psalm 77 again, verse 10 to 12. Says this: Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. The thing to remember that once we recognize who God is and all these great characteristics, His goodness and kindness and mercy and righteousness and justice and all these things, once we recognize who God is, surely that must have an influence on the things that He does. And when I sing worship songs, it helps me remember what He has done. The great big things on the cross, and also the very little things that help me remember Him. And then lastly, when I worship, and when I say worship, it's not just sung worship or singing or playing guitar or listening to Chris Tomlin albums or whatever it is. When I worship, when I live a life of worship, when I recognize who God is, firstly, when I remember what He has done, it helps me in all I do, wherever I am, to remain in a place of faith. This is how this Psalm 77 starts. Verse 1 and 2 says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I wouldn't do that if I didn't believe God could do something. I wouldn't put my faith in something or someone that I don't think would be able to help me. So when I worship, I recognize who God is, I remember what He has done, and doing those two things helps me remain in a place of faith. And that's what we're going to carry on doing now. We've sung about the holiness of God, we've sung about His might, we've sung about His glory, we've sung about who He is, and we've recognized who He is, we've remembered who He is, and we're going to use this time now to remain in a place of faith as we step in for the LVA Trust. And I'm going to invite Kaylee up to come and share a bit of what LVA does, their great work, and then we're going to spend some time praying, and Kaylee will explain a bit more about the prayer stations as well. So Kaylee, welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight.